and the greatest.
Watching your face swap videos is like watching a Lewis and Clark video backwards. Very unsettling. Hi, welcome to Jud and Earbuds, the only podcast that was making fun of hipsters before it was cool. My name is Judd. I will be your host this evening, and we have a special guest. His name is Tito Labine. Tito, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So Tito is from Crandon. He came down to Milwaukee. He's went to Lakeland College. He's also a fellow stand-up comedian with me as well. So Tito, how you been, man?
Pretty good, man. You know, just working down in Milwaukee. You know, came from the res, and some white guy called me down and found a job here. And then got fired, and then found another job, and it's been going good ever since.
That's awesome. And last time I saw you, you were on stage at the Comedy Cafe.
Yeah.
That went well?
Yes. Yeah, it actually went really well.
You were
well.
In the competition. You got second place, I believe.
Yeah, second out of 12.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. What do you get when you win second place?
So you get like an opportunity to be in the showcase then. So you can do like the 7 to 10 minute skit at that point then. But you can still compete for the for like the competition part of it.
Sweet. Now, are you going to be in the showcase? Now, do you have 10 minutes of equipment down?
I do. I have a lot. Like it's a give and take, because the last time I was up, I rushed it along.
Mm-hmm.
And you can and like if you watch or listen to it, you can hear like me trying to rush it along and trying to like, you know, tell my jokes. Like people will laugh, and then I have to jump into the next one, because they said if you go under 4 minutes, you're disqualified, and if you go over six, you're disqualified.
Yeah, but the thing is, you probably practiced it beforehand, and it was like within 5 minutes or 5:30. I like to keep mine in, because you'll rush it up there because you hate blank air.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think blank air means no one's laughing or
yeah,
anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I timed it in rush hour traffic the night of, so I threw down a 5 minute timer in rush hour.
From now on, I don't like, I put a timer on 5 minutes and I let that timer beep, and then I keep going, because I know I'll rush it or forget something, or something will mm-hmm. happen where it will distract me on stage. So
like how I've learned is I'll put like 5 minutes down, and the first time I'll just try to memorize like everything, and I'll try to like get out all of the material, even if it goes over the 5 minute mark, you know, into the 6 minute mark. And then shortly afterwards, I'll try to say it as fast as I can, just kind of do it like on the fly, because then it comes a little bit more natural. And if like a part of the joke doesn't like just fit yeah. in, you know, then it doesn't fit in.
Now, do you write it out word for word? Like
verbatim? I do, yeah.
Verbatim?
I jump on my laptop and bring up, you know.
That's awesome.
I bring up the notepad because I can't afford the Microsoft Office.
I don't write it. I sketch it out that it's like a rough outline of my jokes, and mm-hmm. it would be like just one word association that gets me to know what I want to say, mm-hmm. but I don't have it verbatim. I think like it becomes longer or shorter when I get towards the day. It'll be just like one word. Just when I my piece of paper, just one word. But when I start, it's maybe like a sentence or
yeah.
something like that. But yeah, it's for me, I think it just gives me more like play with it.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I guess how I do it is I just start writing like whatever's on my mind. I'll just start writing. Like, it's like, oh, you know, you're sitting here at a cafe.
Like a free form, like, dang it. We used to do that in school. We used to, mm-hmm. they were like, all right, just keep writing. Do not leave the pen off your paper and just keep writing. So all your thoughts get on this paper, and it's just so random.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's a comedian called Paul F. Tompkins.
Mm-hmm.
He had a show where that's basically all he did. He just said whatever he was thinking.
Wow.
The whole thing was that. And it's he does a great job at it. Like, well, he's also improv is his like background.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he can make anything funny. So it's all, but it's crazy to think that people just go up there with nothing and just let their thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure once you get a little bit more material, a little bit more experience, you can do that. But like for me, I gotta write it down. Because
yeah.
if you look at like my material written on the laptop, you'll see it'll say like, oh, like sitting here at you know, Cafe Collectivo, you know, this mm-hmm. fat bitch in front of me stinks, you know, and just stuff like that. And like you'll see it like on the pad, and
that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
yeah. For me, I don't like to see, like, my friends, they can see it when I want them to see it. I don't want them mm-hmm. there when I'm like just open micing it or just like working through my stuff. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I don't like sharing it. like at all.
Not kinda, until it's ready.
Yeah, not until it's ready. Even then, even when it's ready, I'll kind of mumble it and whisper it to myself.
Yeah.
So like I hear it out loud, but I like to do it in the privacy of my room. And this last time I went up, I actually asked my cousin. I was like, you know, I have two pieces of material here. What do you think I should use? Mm-hmm. And then I let her read, you know, both of them, and then she, you know, made the choice, the last material I went with, and like I said, it got me second. I don't know how the other one would have went, you know.
Maybe you could have been first.
Yeah, who knows? I'll have to try that one next time.
Yeah, maybe it would be perfect. Now, Tito, you have an interesting nickname. I have a nickname. My name is Judd. Everyone calls me that, but Tito is not your given name.
No. My given name is Nagani Comic.
What?
All right, I'm just playing. No, that's my Native American name.
Is it really?
Yeah. My mom always does, like when we were at home, she'd call me Nagani Comic. And one time I was like, oh, it's my name's Jaren. She goes, that's not your given name. I'm like, all right, mom.
Now, these are real Native American names. Do you want some of these? I looked them up.
Yeah. Let me hear them.
Okay, here we go. Chief Fat Rump. This is apparently true. I've done some research. One who brings shit from afar.
I have a cousin like that.
Piss on horn. Chief Make Whittle Cry.
Oh, that's so bad.
Chief Snatch Stealer.
It's my dad.
Chief Squatting Dog. Chief Won't Go Down. Chief Buffalo Hump. And Chief Bear with Wide Ken.
I used to get called Squatting Bear in college.
Squatting Bear.
Coaches used to call me Squatting Bear in college. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Swear to God, because my football stance, I went from right tackle to left, and I put my left hand down. I wasn't used to it. So in order to, like, compensate for, like, getting my left hand down, I kind of had a lower stance. And my butt was literally, like, 8 inches off the ground. And they couldn't believe how I could get out of my stance to, like, block these big dudes. And my coaches kept calling me Squatting Bear. And then it just kind of, like, stuck. You know, it was like a joke then for my coaches.
So where did Tito come from?
So when I went to Lakeland for orientation, literally the first time, you know, I was at Lakeland with other students. You know, it was for orientation, and I met this dude named Rocky. Rocky mm-hmm. Schmidt, I'm sure yeah, you know
him. I know Rocky Schmidt.
And that's his, like, legal given name. So, met Rocky, and he goes, dude, like, what are you? And I'm like, what? And he asked me, he's like, what are you? I'm a mutt.
Yeah. I understand that.
And he's like, what are you? I'm like, oh, I'm Native American. He goes, oh, dude, I thought you were Hawaiian. I can see that.
I can see it for sure.
He goes, you look like a Tito. You look like Tito from Rocket Power. And I was like, all right, yeah, sure. You know,
and I'm that's like, how it stuck?
And that's how it stuck.
So like, you didn't get this until college?
I didn't get it. No, wow. I didn't get it until college. My nickname in high school was Beaner. And
because your last name?
Yeah, last name's Labine. Like, and the same thing with football. You know, freshman year, it was Labine, and then it was Labiner, and then it was just Beaner. And then when I was a senior in high school, I got older, I kind of realized, can't really go out in the real world with the nickname Beaner, you know?
Yeah.
We made that mistake at a 7 Mile Fair. There's a lot of, you know, Hispanic people down there.
Hispanic people, of course.
And my buddy Chaz was walking with me, and he kind of got stuck behind. He was looking at something, and I kind of kept walking. And he found something interesting, and he goes, Beaner! like seven dudes turned and looked at him.
But did anyone like what the heck?
Well, it wasn't really like a glare. It was more like a, like, you know, what's up?
All right, I like that. Yeah, see, like, Judd for me, Judd's been since birth. Like, I don't remember not being called Judd. Like, everyone calls me Judd, except for, like, women. Women call me Justin. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's been... So that's crazy that yours started when in college.
Yeah, I was in college, and he goes, you look like Tito from Rocket Power. And the group of people I was with just kind of started calling me Tito then.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, Rocky, he has no filters.
No, God, no.
Yeah,
He's a handful. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. For sure. But that's awesome. Now, so back in Crandon, Crandon's like a smaller town. What are they known for? Off-road racing?
Yeah. The off-road races in Crandon. Like, it's only a town of like 1,900 people. But
actually, you're incorrect.
Yeah?
Yes. How many people, population, do you think of Crandon?
1,921.
1,386. Oh, way overshot. Small town, though.
Small, yeah. All right, very small town.
Versus Milwaukee. How big do you think Milwaukee is?
Like, the Milwaukee, the city, or like Milwaukee, the metro area?
Milwaukee.
Okay, I'll say...
If there was a population sign in Milwaukee,
I would say like 534,000.
599,164.
I mean, that's a little bigger, yes. You know?
That's insane compared to, you know, from the Crandon.
And, well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I come from Crandon. It's my hometown. But I come from Mole Lake, you know, and there's 350 people there. So,
really?
Yeah, so I go from 350, you know, Indians to, you know, plethora in a city.
I'm from Leopolis, and the town is literally of, like, 24 people. We, on our sign, on the green sign, says Leopolis. It doesn't say unincorporated. It just says Leopolis. It doesn't say anything. It's true.
It's so small they can't even give you.
Yeah, we got a two bars, a church, and a baseball field. Leopolis.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
All you need. But yeah, so Crandon, it's in Forest County.
Yep.
Like, what do you do up there? Like, when you're back home, what do you, this small town living?
You know, a lot of people always ask me that. They're like, what do you do? Like, what do you do up there? And I'm like, nothing. Like, that's the best part. Like, I came down to Milwaukee and you know, it's crazy. It's hectic. It's fast paced. Something's always happening. Whereas like up there, it's a nice getaway, I guess. Like, we always used to like get on a pontoon boat, go on Lake Matanga, you know, bring a stereo, bring a cooler full of beer, and just kind of like drive around the lake, you know, during the summertime and, you know, sunshine and white women. It was great.
It's
the dream.
The pace up there is so much slower.
Mm.
Just
oh, yeah.
Just people driving.
Oh,
nobody,
God, yeah.
Nobody's getting anywhere at any certain time. Uh-uh. They'll get there when they get there. You know, here, everyone needs to get everywhere at certain times. They'll cut you off. They'll try to get in these little crannies that in between two cars. It's unbelievable.
It's so frustrating.
So that's why when you do go up back up north, it's such relief. And sort of like a weight off your chest, I want to say.
Yeah, like down here you got them, you know, slow drivers and fast drivers, them crazy drivers. So you always got to be on the lookout. But like back at home, it's, you know, there's not as many, but you still got to look out for like deer and bear and stuff like that.
There was just a black bear. Literally, my mom sent me a video. I'll show you after we get done with this. Just right off the side of our road, like right by our house, just
chilling.
Just black bear walking through the woods. It's crazy.
It's like, what's up, dude?
It's a big one too. It's pretty big. So yeah, what else we got here? Oh, off road race. Racing's a big. I see your T-shirt up there.
Yeah, rocking the Keegan Kincaid.
Now, did you know him? Did you go to school with him?
Yeah, he's actually one of my really good friends. We grew up together. I started playing football with him when I was 10 years old. He was the quarterback. I was lineman, and that's just kind of how we have that relationship. That's how we've been since I was 10. He's in same class as I was. I knew him, you know, since we were kids, and he's a little bit of a head case. He had a blow dart gun, and one time me and my friend Dylan and his cousin were at the house, at his house, and Dylan's got a cheese head on, and we're like 10, and I just hear like a doop, and like I look at this cheese head, and there's a tack in this cheese head, and I'm like, you know, before I could even question, I feel like a really sharp pinch in my arm, and I look down, and there's a tack in my arm.
He was shooting tacks out of
it. Yeah, and I look over, and he's like crouched around the corner, like giggling with this long blow dart, and he starts chasing us with this blow dart and tacks, shooting tacks at us.
Did anyone get hit hard or
no?
Does it draw blood?
Technically, yeah, it was like a little, like, you know,
yeah.
When you get a prick on the finger for like, you know, to test your blood, it's kind of like that. But at 10, you know, it felt like I was getting arrows, you know, shot at me.
That's awesome. And now he's a professional. What is he classified as?
Yeah, technically he's a professional off-road racer. He gets paid to do it. He's sponsored by Traxxas. They make like RC cars, stuff like that. And he kind of got to start through like his dad. Yeah, dude, it's been great. You know, there's a little bit more invested and a little bit more fun. And
does he still live in Crandon?
Yeah, he actually lives like a mile and a half, like 2 miles from the track.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And he's actually got a race, not this weekend, but the following weekend in Texas.
I would assume since he's a professional, he just goes around.
Yeah, he races like Super Stadium trucks that were in the X Games last year. And he goes to like Australia, Florida, you know, just kind of like, where else does he go? Like Long Beach, California, stuff like that. He'll like go there for these Super Stadium truck like series. So he's in like kind of two different series, and the kid's talented.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm better, but whatever.
Oh, you're better behind the wheel?
Behind an Xbox controller.
Oh, All right. So, yeah, so you are actually also still one of the only guys that I know that is into WWE.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you? You are 26?
I'm 18 with 8 years of experience. So it's 26.
You're 26, and you've been watching wrestling for how long?
Well, I started when I was like, I think I was like 6 or 7, and I don't know how I got started, but I started watching it, and I got like action figures, and I grew up watching like Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, bald white man stepping up to the man, and my dad was kind of strict, so like I got to live vicariously through this guy, like, you know, stepping up to, you know, the boss, and I couldn't do that because my dad would probably kill me. And And yeah, no, so I started watching it. And then once we got into high school, it just kind of wasn't cool anymore.
Oh,
You get, you know, you really
got
judgmental.
Told, you got, everyone told you it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you didn't want to believe it, you know? So I kind of stopped watching. I think I was, a freshman in high school. I kind of stopped watching it. And I didn't watch it for a very long time. Because it just, I didn't think it was good anymore.
Well, it wasn't cool. Your friends weren't watching it
anymore. Yeah, yeah. And I think I only knew of like one dude was watching it. So moved down here and I get a job at the hotel. And one of my coworkers, we just started talking about WWE one. Well, I hired this other guy, his name Nick. And he started talking about WWE. And we kind of just started like talking about it, like, you know, the wrestling. And I was like, oh, like finally some people I can relate to. Because I was a huge, like huge fan, huge nerd. And then the one guy, Eddie, he's like, oh, you want to go watch the Royal Rumble? And I'm like, yeah, dude. And I'm like, where at? And he took me to this bar. It's called Wild Bill's on Layton. It's shut down now. But yeah, they would stream it like live or, you know, for free. And we'd get like wings and beer. And it was like a bar full of people who like loved it. So you could like get into the atmosphere. I'm like, I'm not the only. And there were dudes there that were like 35, you know, 40 years old. Like, I'm like, I couldn't believe it. So yeah. Then I kind of just got back into it. And like, it's my friend Mark, he said it's like the manliest soap opera of all time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, you know, it's fake, but it's just
a story.
Yeah, you kind of get in like into the characters and like, you know, it's no different than, you know, like I said, any kind of soap opera. There's just blood and chairs and the occasional lady. So
who's your wrestler? Who is the number one wrestler for you?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say Dean Ambrose, because he's crazy white guy. Just not right in the head, and I like that. You know,
I don't watch wrestling, so I don't know who Dean Ambrose is.
Oh yeah, no, he's like, but, I said, it's crazy.
But I did watch it a little bit when Stone Cold and The Rock were in there. Yeah, but yeah. I haven't probably seen it since.
You know? Oh yeah, no, like all time Stone Cold, like I said, my guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
The one time he stunned the whole McMahon family.
I still
watch that on YouTube all the time.
What? When I was a kid, when I first started watching, like I said, I thought it was real. I tried to stunner a kid on the bus one time because he took my seat. I was like 7.
I've tried to stunner so many people in my life.
Like, the kick was legit. Like, I jacked him in the stomach with my foot. But when I went to grab his head and like go down, yeah, he didn't cooperate.
He doesn't play along like they
do.
Yeah,
yeah, he didn't go along with it. So I kind of just, you know, jacked my booty cheeks up and like hurt my spine. And I feel like I got the worst end of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So just, you know, don't try any of these moves out in the real
world. Kids, if you're listening, first of all, welcome to the podcast. Second of all, don't try to Stone Cold stunner anyone who's not ready to get stunnered.
Yeah, it's not going to work. You're going to hurt your butt.
Now, we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather. Okay. You in for that?
I'm always down.
You're always down. All right, first of all, this is not a Would You Rather power, but what superpower would you want? If you had to choose one superpower, what would it be?
Probably teleportation. I'd have to say teleportation.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
So I love to rave, mm-hmm. and I love having a good time. So whenever somebody's like, oh man, like this party is crazy, and I'm like 4 hours away, I want to get there like now.
First of all, drunk driving. Eliminated.
Eliminated. Yeah, essentially
eliminated.
Drunk teleporting. I might end up in Egypt, you know?
Well, I don't think... No, like, you can't be controlled with teleporting. Like, you just think, like, oh, I want to be there. Boom. You go...
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So, yeah, drunk teleporting wouldn't hurt anybody.
It wouldn't. Nope.
Get out of that situation right away.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome, America.
Mine would be freeze time.
You want to freeze time.
Imagine, you ever been in an awkward conversation, and you're just like, oh, if I just had an out right now, and you just go, boom. And he's freeze time and he's kind of just scoot on out of there.
Walk away, yeah.
Yeah, and think about that would help in sports so much. You'd be like, I'll be a wide receiver and the quarterback just throw it. Don't even throw it anywhere near me. I'll freeze time, go run over there, catch it.
Throw it to the end zone. Yeah, and I will be there.
I will be there and, like, you know, and it would be perfect. That's why I would want to be. Oh, mine would so be bad. Freeze time.
Oh, man, that'd be so bad.
I think it would be the best one for sure.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You'd be able to, like, freeze time, walk into a bank, grab money, and boogie out of there.
And nobody, like, the cameras wouldn't work or anything like that because it would be froze.
And technically
you could do the teleportation, but you still have to physically, like, if you want to be there, that party will stop. But you still physically have to drive 4 hours or whatever you have to go as far. But it's all right. All right, so now we'll get into the would you rather questions.
Nah.
All right, so Tito, would you rather swim a mile, a pool full of shit, or a pool full of dead bodies? You have to swim a mile.
Is there like any reward at the end of it? Or
there
is like
no
a,
reward,
no stipulation.
But you are in this pool. You have to swim to the other side or you would die. You have to take one.
I think it'd be easier to swim through shit.
Yes, it's going to be easier.
I think I'd have to say shit. Just because like the dead bodies, like you got to swim through it. You can't walk on top of it as much as I'd want to, you know? So you got to like, you know, kind of wade or
swim
through
it. And a mile's
a
long ways.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And that's a lot of resistance where it's just, you know, if you got some logs and diarrhea, you know, you can trudge through that.
All right, okay. How about run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10?
I mean, I think I'd want to run at 100 miles an hour just because like, I'm chubby and I need, you know, based on the dynamics of that and being able to run.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
You wouldn't want to fly?
I mean, if I could fly, I'd probably only fly 10 miles an hour anyways with the belly I got. I mean,
yeah, just kind of be like hovering.
Yeah. Chubby. Be like the chubby Angry Bird.
Hey, that guy works. He does a lot of work.
Yeah, he does. He does do work.
I play Angry Birds to this day.
Are you going to go see the movie?
I don't know if I'll see the movie. That's the thing. I'll probably maybe rent it.
Because I
feel like I would be just surrounded by kids in the theater.
Just show up drunk.
Yeah, but kid, that's even worse. I can't be drunk around kids.
What? Why not? That's a thing? Like, you can't do that?
Yeah, that's how you get arrested.
YOLO. I mean.
All right, Tito. Would you rather be a chicken or a cow? Like reincarnated, chicken or a cow?
I think I'd want to be a cow.
Dude, cows have a life.
Yeah, they do, right?
It's three things cows do. They eat, sleep, and poop. That's all cows do. And they get milked, I guess. So four.
Yeah, so you get fondled. I mean, whereas the, you know, chicken, you're just, you know, popping eggs out all the time.
That's true.
And that's your job.
Yeah.
You know, to relieve pressure out of your...
And you also have wings, but you can't fly.
Yeah, you can't. You can't
that
really fly.
How mean is that, you know? You have wings. You're like, oh, I can almost fly. But they're useless.
It's like handicapped people. Like, oh, you got feet, but you can't walk.
Yeah, pretty much. And you were born that way.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're born blind. Like, you got eyes, but guess what? You can't.
Yeah,
you can't
good
see
luck
much.
With those.
Sorry.
All right. So here's another would you rather. Would you rather be completely hairy or completely bald? No eyebrows, no anything. No hair on your body or really hairy.
I think I'd want to be completely bald. I mean... Being Native American, I don't have a lot of hair as it is anyways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I've always got a compliment on how not hairy I am.
Can you grow a stash?
It looks bad.
Is
like,
it dirty?
I get like an anti-Hitler. Like, I can't grow like the middle part of my mustache. And I get like this anti-Hitler and I get this like nasty like Pepe Le Pew, like French, you know, stash at the corner of my mouth.
Really?
And it looks bad. Like usually girls like, you know, that I date or hang out with, you know, they're like, oh, why don't you try growing facial hair? And I do. And I'm like, look at me. And they're like, don't grow facial hair.
You've made a grave mistake. Yeah.
don't go by a playground.
How's on the sides?
Oh, like, yeah. No, that's
nothing.
It looks like pubic hair. I get teased all the time. Like my boss, I remember one time I didn't shave for a while. And she goes, what is that shit on your face? And I'm like, what? Like, we're in a professional setting. She goes, what is that shit on your face? She's like, it looks like pubic hair. I'm like, I mean, you're not wrong. I can only grow it like on the chin and like a little bit like
underneath.
Yeah, but otherwise then like chin. that's about it. You know, the chin and
fair enough. All right, so completely bald. All right, would you rather be super strong or super fast?
I think I'd have to say super strong. I mean, well, like I said, it just kind of goes back to me being, you know, big guy, offensive lineman. It's kind of what I know.
Fair enough.
Never been fast, so.
Yeah, you don't need to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have you needed to be yet?
Not technically, no. I mean, there was one time, though, where I thought I was going to have to be fast. It was the summertime before my junior year of football in college, and me and my dad would, like, go on these, like, walks in the morning, and I would run the last mile and a half, 2 miles. Well, one morning I had to take a poop, so I dropped, and me and my dad are walking. I'm like, Dad, I got to poop. He goes, all right, we'll go in the woods, like, you know, and then I'll meet you back at home. So I, you know, dropped to Duke, and unfortunately where I dropped it, I didn't have anything to, like, wipe with. So I peeled off this, like, big leaf, and when I tried to, like, wipe with it, I tore through, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm not gonna be able to, you know, clean all of it. So I start walking back, and so, you know, I got poop in my pants, I got poop in my butt cheeks, and I get past my aunt's house. I hear this grumble, like, and I stop dead in my tracks. And I'm like, no way. This is not happening right now. Because I'm on the rez, so there are animals everywhere. I hear, like, this grunt. And, like, I stop and I look. and I hear it again, like this bear grunt. I'm like, oh my God, like here we go. And then I see trees move. Like I see trees kind of like moving, coming at me. And I hear this loud growl again. And I am seconds away from like trying to sprint towards my aunt's house.
I would say you shit your pants, but you already
I was
did
already
that.
There. You yeah. already did that. I was already there. I could not. It's like you want to cry, but you can't cry anymore. Like I pooped. All my poop was out. It would be dry air at that point. And I'm ready. Like I'm thinking I need to be quick. Like I need to be fast. I'm a chubby guy. I don't know how this is going to pan out. And all of a sudden I hear laughter. My dad comes walking out from behind the trees laughing, giggling. And that was the first time I really like legitimately swore at my dad. I was like, you mother effer, I can't believe you effing did that. And he's laughing. And I'm like, I have shit in my pants. And he's like, are you for real? Like, yeah. So that was the one time I wish I was quick. Yes. Otherwise, then it was usually.
You haven't needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sandpaper as deodorant or toilet paper?
I'd have to go toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I could go without deodorant. Like, I don't sweat that often that yeah. I need, you know. I'd rather have it as deodorant than I'll take the pain of once in a while.
Like, I'm a big guy. Like, I sweat, but, like, my armpits, they don't get too bad.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
I don't have much hair down there, so I don't think it a lot, you know, okay. kind of. Yeah, it's like sense. A carpet, you know. It
makes sense.
Holds on to the scent.
Would you rather be a dragon or have a dragon?
I think I'd want to be a dragon.
How cool would that be?
That'd be baller.
Like, you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't. I know a lot of people have told me to, but I don't. Like, my cousin, she goes, they're boobs. And I was going to watch because that intrigues me a lot. But no, I never got into it. But yeah, no, I'd definitely want to be a dragon. Just the ability to fly around and eat
breathe
people.
Breathe fire.
Yeah, and you know, breathe yeah. fire and bang cool. whatever you want.
All right. Buried alive. Or stranded at sea.
Ooh.
This is the last one.
Man, that's tough, rough.
Right?
You put some thought into this. Yeah. Like, what would be the sickest way to go? I'd have to say probably buried alive.
You want to be buried alive?
I think I'd want to be buried alive. Because then at that point, you're like, this is it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way getting out of this. Whereas if you're stranded at sea, you have that constant hope of like, someone's coming. Someone might see me. Someone might be there. And then you get roasted alive and die.
I'm going stranded at sea because what if you're on a beach? Or if you're in a boat, then I mean you're in a boat.
Yeah,
I like being in a boat. I think stranded sea, because buried alive would just scare me so much.
I think I would just like hold my breath and just try to pass out that way.
Yeah, you know your lungs will eventually like kick back up, but you're on carbon monoxide or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works. But all right, man. I mean, we've been going pretty good. So comedy, you've been doing stand up.
Yeah.
So. Like, the best part of stand-up is what you do it for. What do you do stand-up for? You know, like, what do you like about it?
I was always asked, like, you know, about my job. They're like, oh, do you like it? Do you like doing this? And I love making people laugh. That's the best part. And I caught myself saying that all the time. Like, I love making people laugh. And my cousin, like, I told her that. I'm like, I love making people laugh. You know, it'd be cool to do stand-up. And then she really, like, pushed me to do it. She's like, if you do it, I'll buy you a bottle of Crown Royal. And I'm like, all right, you got it. But yeah, no, I love making people laugh, and to me that's like the best part. That's makes me feel good about myself then too.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about doing stand up is, I mean, everyone's gonna have their bad days or their worst days, and if I can make somebody have, you know, an escapist or a little time away from, you know, whatever they're dealing with or what they're going through, just to laugh, you know, that makes me, whether or not I had a bad day or anything like that, that makes me escape my bad day or whatever for a little bit. And it's just like, you know, you're helping me while I'm helping you. It's just like a constant, you know, like feedback. And I love that. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I started out in hotels, so I loved like helping people out. So I totally get it, you know. Or it's just, you know, you help someone else out, you make them laugh, you feel better about yourself then too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, I love making people laugh.
Yeah. Now the next show you will be going to probably will be the next competition.
No, not the one at the end of May.
Not the one in May.
No, but one in June.
It's going to be June 22nd.
Yeah.
It'll be Wednesday, June 22nd.
Yes, 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. at Comedy Cafe. If you want to see Tito And I'll go on record right now that I will join you, Tito.
Oh, you're gonna join me?
Will join you. I'll put my hat in the ring in the competition. And this okay. and that. I'll write some new stuff I've been writing for a while, and I will join you. I'll all be right. ready. June 22nd, me and Tito at the Comedy Cafe. Bring your friends. Bring your mom. Bring your friends' mom. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tito, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem, man. You Thank you for inviting me over. You know, I mean, it's Wednesday. I didn't have anything to do, so.
Yeah. Hey, it's been a lot of fun. I want to appreciate it. Anything you else want to say to get out on your on the podcast real quick?
I don't think so, no. I mean, just, you know, keep listening. Jut in your earbuds. It's funny. You know, you're at work one day. What's you know, 20 minutes to half an hour? Just listen and giggle and.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Now, to all my Jedi warriors out there, if you want to still be on the podcast, let me know. Just hit me up. Thanks for listening again, guys. So keep it sleazy.
I blacked out. I don't know what happened.